I didn't know why my parents were who they were. They just were. I didn't know why I was born into this world. I just was. I didn't know why the sky is blue. It just is. My questions gave way to acceptance, but my spirit yearned for answers. I walked in the flesh and saw its limitations. We live, we die, and for what? As an adolescent, death was not real. Time was forever. The sun was soothing. The stars were awesome. The rain was refreshing and the world was a playground. But my spirit yearned for answers. Why did the adults say, "Partly cloudy, come inside, it's getting dark. Stay out of the rain and have fun while you're young"? As a teenager, death was something that happened to others. The sun was hot, but not in the shade. The stars were awesome, if you understood the Big Bang Theory. The rain was a forecasted inconvenience, and the world was newspaper headlines. And my spirit yearned for answers. Why did the anchorman say the tanning index is 5 and the Big Dipper is visible in the northern sky, and bring an umbrella to work and the body count is now over 3,000? As a young man, death became real. It claimed my brother. I viewed his body with a calming knowledge that this was not him. And yet my tears flowed, and my heart ached. I cried out to the Creator, and my cry was unknown to me, a prayer. Who are you? Why has the sun lost its warmth? Why have the stars lost their majesty? Why is the rain of acid? Why is the world a stranger to me? And as I slipped back into acceptance, my spirit yet yearned for answers. My familiar yearning became a burning. The desire to know God, to really know God, was undeniable. But where do I look? Or is He looking for me? I had looked in my own time to the west, and He was not in the church. I had looked in my own time to the east, and He was not in the temple. I had looked in my own time to the south, and He was not in the baptism. I had looked in my own time to the north, and He was not in the law. And by what measure did I find Him not? By my own knowledge, by my own reasoning, by my own conclusions? No. But by the very spirit that was my yearning, it told me, "This is not whom you seek." The spirit that spoke to my heart was in fact not my spirit, but the spirit, the creator of all things. He lives not in a church made by hands, nor in the forgiveness of men, nor in the baptism of water, nor in the chanting, nor in the darkness, but where He is most hidden to the world, right inside of us. He died for us. He rose from the dead. He lives in us that believe, and His grace is sufficient. His name is Jesus Christ.